Hello, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever the hell you're at in the world. This is another episode of the Forest Walker Podcast. Once again, this episode is sponsored by, you already know who the hell it is, Free the Llama. Go to freethellama.com or .org, whatever you want to do, because it's versatile. Versatile apparel for the adventurer in all of us. So if you want to be swagged out, looking fresh while you go on whatever your adventure is, video game, mountain, whitewater, skiing, whatever you do, Free the Llama's got you covered. Go check it out, freethellama.com or freethellama.org. That's who this video is sponsored by. Welcome to an episode today. We are here with Jacob. What's your last name?
Beckham.
Beckham?
Yeah.
Actually?
Yeah.
Like David Beckham?
Yeah.
Are you related?
No.
No.
I haven't heard that since like third grade.
Oh, all right. We'll throw back for you.
Yeah, dude.
Do you like soccer?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
I like football better.
So it's just kind of an irrelevant
part. Yeah.
Okay. That's cool.
There was one time, I think it was like fifth or sixth grade. I was like, you know what? I'm going to write a letter and I'm going to get $1 million from never.
From David Beckham?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was going to write a letter.
Did you ask him for $1 million?
No.
Oh.
I never even started it.
Oh. You just had the idea.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. That's cool. Well.
It's like most of my essays.
Most of your essays? You have the idea, but you never write it down.
Right.
Yeah. No, I feel that, yeah. Dude, so what have you been up to? You drew a house, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like an aspiring architect or something.
I want to be an architect. Yeah, I designed a house freshman year.
Yeah.
In an AutoCAD class. It was last year, actually, in an AutoCAD class.
An auto what?
AutoCAD. It's a program for your computer where like you can build different things and make them into 3D shapes and
that's pretty really cool.
But I designed a house on there and I showed it to my dad. He was pretty impressed, actually, and then he showed it to his boss because his boss wants to like start moving into selling homes and designing homes and selling it.
Oh, yeah.
And she really liked it, so I might be designing houses for her, too. So.
A house that's actually, like, gonna be physically there. That is cool when you're 17.
Yeah.
Dang, that'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Starting off early. Yeah. Wait, so that's not one you designed recently?
No.
Because I remember in class you were, like, drawing up.
That's the one, actually.
Oh, that is the one?
Yeah.
Oh, it was just, like, a continuation of it?
Yeah, I was just kind of bored and, like, sketched the front of the house.
Oh.
It was all like, wait, are you talking about the paper one or the on my phone?
Both. I thought they were the same one. Are they different?
They're the same, but like the paper one was just, it's...
Oh, that was just you playing around?
Yeah.
It was really good.
What?
That was like really precise angles and you just did that?
It's like perfectionism or something.
Did you take like a class for drawing houses? No.
No.
It just... Straight out your brain.
Just did it.
No. All right. Damn. That's smart. How do you get, like, all the measurements and stuff?
Oh, that drawing was not, like, correct.
No, but, like, even the one on your phone, like, how do you, like, scale it accurately?
So...
Like, if a room is, like, 25 feet by 10 feet, how do you...
There's a scale count, or the scale thing on the actual program.
Okay, so you're not having to do, like, math in your head.
Right.
Okay.
Well, you kind of still have to for, like, different angles, like the roof angle and all that. But, yeah.
That's crazy. When is that going to be built?
Oh, dude, I don't know. I don't even know if she will build it, because, dude, I was talking to my dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he showed me a design. It was complete ass. Like,
okay.
You could probably tell that it didn't make sense, but I don't even know, but she spent like, what was it? $5,000 just on the plan.
Wow.
That's just the piece of paper showing what they think they're going to build.
It's $5,000 for, like, a blueprint.
Something like... I think it's around $5,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's insane.
And
she's getting yours for free? That's bullshit.
Well, honestly, I don't even know if mine will work. Because the area we want to build is, it's on a hill. Mine has a full basement where, like, there's no windows.
Oh.
So, it wouldn't necessarily work because it's, they kind of want it to have, like, a door on the basement and then a door in the top part.
Oh, like one of those things that's, like, built into the hill where it's, like...
Right, right.
There's more here than here.
Right.
Got it.
Because cool. It's, like, a gated neighborhood, so all the houses are like that.
Oh, all right.
So, yeah. And they all have to get passed by this architect who's super old and, like...
Hates everybody.
Oh, yeah. Got and, it. Like, hates everybody else's designs. He designs...
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's just kind of, like, one of those things where... It seems like he's done with his job already.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like he's retired, but he's still clinging on.
Pretty much, yeah.
That sucks. So you just kind of like started that for fun?
Yeah. It started off as an assignment for class, mm-hmm. and then I was like, you know, this is kind of fun. So I started doing it with my dad and then went from there. And now I have it on my computer and I'm starting to design a new one.
Dang.
I want to go up, like, in the woods, like, where we are, and, like, mess around in the stream, float the river, for sure.
What river?
Wenatchee.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Doing that. Cool.
Like, you know where, Cottage, it's, like, it's no. headed up to Leavenworth. You pass it on the way up.
Oh.
It's, like, Cottage Inn or something like that.
Oh, okay. I know where that is. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's a gas station, like, not too far away from that.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Usually my friend and I start there, and we float down to Kashmir.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it takes, like, 3-4 hours.
Nice.
Depending on how high the water is.
That's cool.
Yeah.
No, me and a guy actually recently went and did a float. We did from around that area. We went up to, like, near the fish hatchery.
Mm.
And we floated down. We were going to go there's a boat ramp over there. It's next to a fruit stand. It's kind of in between Praise and whatever, Smallwoods.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's between there. There's a boat ramp. We were going to float from the fish hatchery down to there. And it was nice. Like, I don't know. It was dumb. Everything that could have went wrong, went wrong. So, like, I'm going with him, and, like, he brought the kayak, so I thought he was gonna, like, you know, have experience with water.
Yeah.
But we get there, and he pulls out their inflatable kayaks, and he inflates them, and one of the...
Wait, inflatable?
Inflatable kayaks. Yeah, dude, they're super dope.
What?
You've never heard of those? They're super dope.
Okay, I'm thinking of, like... An inner tube?
No.
But a kayak.
I mean, here, I'll pull up a picture for you. Yeah, it's just like... You know what a kayak looks like, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Is it like a hard plastic outside?
No, no.
What?
So, okay, I'm just gonna describe it. It's kind of like that. Call them duckies. But it had a...
Oh.
I don't know, this one was different, though, because I'm used to those. But
right.
The duckies where it's like a... It's like an inner tube in a kayak shape, but it has a inflatable bottom as well. So it was kind of like that, but it was deeper, and you sat in it, and then it had the cover over here, where it was like a...
That's weird.
It was like a wetsuit fabric that covered your legs.
Huh.
But it created this, like, stiffish dome with, like, places to store your stuff.
Oh, okay.
It was super weird. Oh, actually, it's on my phone. Never mind. No, yeah, it was super cool. But anyways... He pulls those out, we inflate them, mm-hmm. and he has this paddle that has tape on it, and I'm like, oh, tape that just forgot grip or whatever, right? Definitely not because the paddle's fucking broken, but,
God.
So I was just like, all right, we're good, and we get in, and we're going, we're having a good time, we're chilling on the river, and we're floating down, and suddenly, I'm just kind of sitting there, I'm like, yo, my butt's getting kind of wet, and he's like, what? I'm like, yeah, look at this. And I go to, like, readjust myself, and I push down, and the kayak goes like that, and, like, folds in half. And I just, like, start sinking into the water. And I'm like, oh, dude, is this supposed to be this squishy? And he's like, no. I was like, oh, can we pull over? He's like, I guess so. And so we get over to the side, and he's like, oh, I forgot to put the cap back on the inflatable thing. So it's probably back there in the parking lot. I'm like, what? So we're sitting there for like 15 minutes inflating this thing with our mouths. Jeez. And like, you know, there's a little tab in the middle that like the pump presses, and then you like, you pump it. We had to like push that with our tongue while creating a seal and blowing. Jeez. And so like one of us is holding it up while the other is like, like emptying out our souls into this kayak. And so we get it inflated enough, and he's like, all right, just don't touch that. And I'm like, well, I sit on it, so whatever. But it was fine. That didn't lose any more air. But we're going, and we hear, like, rapids up ahead, right? Because it's a river.
Right.
Like, that kind of makes sense.
This whole, the Wenatchee River and, like, all these little creeks that go into it, rapids everywhere.
I know.
The drive up here, it's all white. Oh,
through Tumwater Canyon. I love it. Dude. It's so beautiful.
I kind of want to float that.
Yeah, you'd die. You would die. I'm just, don't do that.
We have helmets,
I advise against that. Take a boat. Just take a boat. Right. No, but then we like, hear rapids and stuff. He's like, dude, do you hear that? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know how to do whitewater. I was like, what are you talking about? You don't know how to do... What did you think we were doing? And I thought we were just floating. So we get through that, and he doesn't know how to do anything, so I had to like guide him through it.
Jeez.
I'm like, okay, like I don't consider myself like super good at it, but like I expected him to like, I don't know. So I had to guide him through that, and we get through it, and then we keep going, and you know, there's the bridge for Leavenworth.
Yeah.
The bridge that is in Leavenworth. So we're going under that, and there's the waves and stuff there, because that's how water works. And I'm going through it, and I look behind me. He's gone. He's not back there.
What?
I see, like, a kayak back on the side under the bridge in the rocks, like, taken out of the river. And I'm like, what the fuck? And so I pull out, and I'm like, where did this guy go? And I'm just standing there waiting for him. I'm like, maybe he's, like, looking at it and then going. And so I have nothing. I have no shirt, no shoes, like just this kayak and a paddle, and that's it. And I'm like, okay. And now I'm like a football field or two, like downstream from the bridge.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there waiting for him. I'm like, am I gonna have to like go save him, or like what's going on here? And so I start like, you know how there's like private houses right here?
Yeah.
And then it goes down, and there's like a bunch of rocks and bushes and stuff. And it's not foot friendly. I was carrying a kayak, a paddle with no shoes on through there, like looking up at the houses, hoping no one would see me. There's somebody out on their porch. I was like, hey. And I get closer to the bridge, and I go hop out on this rock in the river, and I look up. This dude's standing on the bridge with his shirt on, his backpack. He's like, oh, hey. I'm like, what? What are you doing? And he walks back down. I go to where his kayak was, which he pulled out at this hostel. There's a hostel there.
Yeah.
And he pulled out there. And, like, what the heck, dude? He's like, oh, my paddle snapped in half. Like, what are you talking about? How does it... He just, like...
Jeez.
Yeah. And so I had to go, like... I didn't have any shoes, right? Yeah. And I still had to go get my car. That was at Praise Fruit Stand.
Jeez.
Outside of town. And he's like, yeah, so what are we going to do? And I'm like, well, I guess we can go run and do that. And he's like, well, I don't really run. I was like, what?
What?
Like, wait, what? I'm like, all right, then give me your shoes and I'll go get the car. God, this guy. No, he gives me his shoes that are like wet and like two sizes too small and all torn up. And like, they're like, they're so old. Like the soles were like almost gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to like just go run. I was just, all right, whatever.
Jeez.
Yeah, man. So pick who you're going to float a river with wisely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or at least try and be the smart one.
Yeah. Yeah, no shit. God.
Yeah, no, I usually just go with my one buddy.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. You got that guy who's, like, trustworthy.
Yeah.
It's cool. I gotta try out different people. Trial periods.
Don't want to pay for the full version.
No.
Yeah, no, we just, I think the first year, or no, it was last year, we went 4 or 5 times.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I was so red, like, so sunburned. Oh, just burnt.
Yeah.
I don't tan.
Like, 4 or 5 times in a day?
No.
Oh,
no.
Like, throughout the, all right.
Yeah, throughout the summer. So, I think, like, the second time we went, we were going down, it's whatever, because we just, mm-hmm. we already did it once.
Yeah, where's this at?
We always start from, it's like the Cottage Lodge or something like that.
Okay, yeah.
And just then down to Kashmir? Yeah, down to Kashmir.
Okay.
The second bridge of Kashmir. And then we always park one car up by the lodges, and then we park one car down in Kashmir.
Okay,
so that we park, go up there, park, and then float, and then grab the car.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah, this is our second year doing it. So the 2 years ago, we were just like, how are we getting back to the car?
Oh, you didn't do that?
Yeah, we took one car up, and then, so we had to call his dad using a house phone that of somebody we didn't even know, because we didn't have our phones.
You just walked up to their house, like,
yeah,
hey.
We're like, hey, can we use your phone?
That's hilarious, dude.
Yeah.
I feel like only in Leavenworth would somebody be like, yeah, you can use my phone. Because, like, otherwise people would be like, what the hell?
Yeah. They were just like, yeah, just use my cell phone. And we were like, okay. So we called his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His dad wasn't... He wasn't happy, but he wasn't, like, pissed. But, like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So he picked us up, got our car, and then went back home. But last year, we went, and we're going down, and we realized the rapids are a lot taller than the first time.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh, okay, we're fine. So we hit the rapids underneath the bridge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because there's 4 bridges? 3 bridges?
I don't know.
To Kashmir?
I don't know. I think 3, yeah.
3 or 4, yeah.
Yeah.
But, so we hit the rapids, and then there's this drop, like, it's just flat, calm, and it kind of gets all rapidy, and then it just, like, there's a big cutout, and it drops about 2 or 3 feet. And we're just like, yeah, we got this. And we go down, we're all good. And then, oh no, that was the time I fucking lost my tube, because it was so windy.
Oh yeah?
We stopped on a huge rock, and I was like, I was grabbing my tube because it was, like, flying, and I was like, oh, God. So I put it down, and then I let go for, like, 1 second, and it flies away. I'm like, that's great.
So you're just on a rock in the middle of the river?
Yeah, and he still had his tube, and I was like, can you float down and get it, and then I'll just swim down to you?
You guys have life jackets?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. They're good.
Yeah, but, oh, my God, that was the worst, because I'm just glad that, because I had flip-flops, and I put him in the life jacket.
Yeah.
Like, in the chest part, and he had slides, and he put him in the chest part.
Oh, all right.
So, we had, like, shoes, but I lost my flip-flop.
Oh.
Because I took him off so I could walk on the rocks, and then I slipped, fell into the water, lost my flip-flop, had to walk, I don't even know, 50 feet on sharp-ass rocks.
Yeah.
And then I found it, put it back on, then I had to swim across the river because he stopped on the other side. And so we finally met up, got all that. Then we floated again. I tipped out.
Yeah.
And then it was like right before rapids because we were fucking around. We were mm-hmm. like, ah, whatever. And I fell and my tube flew like a couple feet away from me and I couldn't get to it.
So you just swam the rapid?
Yeah. Dude, I hit my ass so many times.
Man.
Oh, man. I for sure almost drowned.
Damn, dude.
And then the next time we went, he did the same thing. Same area.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you guys messing around before the rapid that time too?
I don't know, but he just fell out and right before the rapids and fucking he just, oh man, dude. It was sketchy because I saw his tube fly and I was like, oh no. And then I saw his head bob and it just disappeared.
Oh man.
Oh fuck. It was so scary.
Dude, and how then, would you like rescue one another if you're just like in an inner tube?
Wait for his body to float down.
Oh, well, that's dark as shit. All right.
How else are you going to go drown for him, too? Like,
you got to get a boat, man. Come on. Get an inflatable kayak. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, no, but after that, we were like, fuck it, you want to go again?
Almost died. Let's do it again.
Yeah, we did it, I think, two more times.
Fully understand that. Yeah.
Fucking fun. And I told my mom that and she's like, you're not going. I went the next day.
Why would you tell your mom that?
Because she was like, oh, how was it? I was like, I almost died.
That's terrible, man. That's when you just go, nah, it was fine. It was cool.
Yeah, cool. I was dead. I said it, like, so nonchalantly. Like,
almost dead. Whatever.
And I walked away, and she's like, what?
Get your ass back here.
Pretty much.
Dang.
Yeah, dude.
Ugh. And this was in complete sobriety?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, you guys are just dumbasses. Okay.
Yeah, dude.
Dang.
So you wanna go float the river?
Sure, let's go right now.
It was fun.
Yeah. Sounds like it. You seen the new Tesla?
I don't think so.
Oh, me neither. No, I was just looking it up. Those are crazy.
What?
The Teslas. Because they like... I don't even know. I don't know where I was going with that. But no, they're crazy. They're like the autopilot. That trips me out. You ever think about that?
What?
Like people have died from their autopilot.
No?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Like there was a guy kind of recently who like he had on autopilot on the freeway and you know there's an exit.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like that divider there, right? That's metal. He crashed head on into the divider while he was on autopilot because he wasn't paying attention to the wheel. So he couldn't correct it himself. And so like, yeah, I don't know. That's just...
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, there was a Tesla actually when they first, like when he was first releasing it.
Yeah.
That went from... It was either the east to west or west to east coast. And all by itself. And it didn't get... Actually, it got in two traffic incidents, but it was because someone else hit them. Or hit the car.
Really?
Yeah.
What model was that?
It was the very first Tesla. Like, they're... I think it was, like, when they were testing the autopilot.
Oh, before it was released?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy, huh?
That is crazy. What the heck?
Yeah.
But then when the autopilot makes a mistake, who do you blame?
The driver.
Because they need to be paying attention.
Right. Even though it's driving itself,
the driver's liable. You feel like that's like an unrealistic expectation, though? Because the only reason I pay attention when I'm driving is because I have to.
Yeah.
But, like, if the car was doing it itself, I would, like, pass out. I can barely stay awake when I'm driving.
People have gotten huge-ass tickets for, like, passing out while the autopilot's on. And, like, they'll get in super big trouble.
How do they get pulled over if they're asleep, though?
I don't know. Like, there was one guy who was... He was drunk off his ass. And
it's like an Uber.
Yeah. He set the autopilot on, got in the back seat, and fell asleep. And then, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And then I think a cop pulled the car over, and the guy got a DUI because he was drunk as fuck.
Really? Where was that?
I don't know. I remember reading it, though. It was a while ago. Like, years. Arizona.
Dang. That's insane.
Yeah.
Have you seen the feature where they can, like, you park your car, like, a block or two away or whatever? Or, like, wherever, and you just click a button, and it'll bring your car to you?
What?
Have you seen that?
No.
What is it called? It's the...
I've seen the auto park cars.
Oh, where it, like, parallel parks for you?
Well, like, there was one where, like, it parked itself with the person standing outside.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what it was, though.
I saw recently on Instagram, like, a video for... It was a... It hasn't been released, but it was a concept that they're trying out where all four wheels turn 90 degrees.
What?
And then you just, like... Dude. Slide in. And they did this crazy demonstration where it was like this parallel parking slot that was the perfect length of the vehicle. So like no room for error. And it pulls up, aligns, and all four tires turn 90 degrees.
Jeez.
And just slide right into the slot. And then it parked itself, and then it turned again, brought it out, but it wanted to go this way. So it brings it out here, checks for cars, brings it out into the other lane, and then turned the car.
What?
And then straightened the wheels and was able to drive away.
What?
I know. I was like, what is this? This is another level.
Yeah, dude. They could take the whole parallel parking section out of the driver's head.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, like, that section will just be like, all right, so you push this button.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
Dang.
Jeez.
I saw... Shit, I think it was on Snapchat. I don't remember what it was, though. I read it, though. It was this morning or last night when I was scrolling through. Uh-huh. It was, this guy figured out a way to avoid parking tickets using the parking feature on his Tesla.
Oh.
So, like, he'd have it in a slot. And it'd be, like, two-hour parking or whatever. Uh-huh. So he'd, you know, he'd be working, and he'd check out the window from his skyscraper or whatever. And he'd look down and see the Tesla, and if there was a slot open, like, on either side of it, he'd just press a button and move it.
Wow.
And, like, move it to a different spot. Or he'd use the feature I was talking about earlier, mm-hmm. where it was like, oh, it's all the way over there. I don't want to go walk to my car, so I call it to me or whatever. Come here. Yeah, no. But anyways, he was using that to, like, move his car to different parking spots.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Huh. That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I think it's... Yeah, dude. That's so funny when people are like, oh, there's no way artificial intelligence could, like, become superior to us or whatever. And I'm like, oh, dude, look at this stuff. You pair, like, a iRobot vacuum cleaner, Alexa smart house, and a Tesla, put it all into one, and you've got this monster that will destroy you.
Dude.
There's, like, some robot that was, like, I will kill humans or something. I don't even remember. I'm not even going to say that because I don't know if... It was a...
It was, like, a head, right?
No, it was, like, this female they created.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. Was it just a head?
And it said, like, something about killing humans or something like that.
Yeah, here. I'm going to look it up. It's a robot... It
was scary.
Kill humans... Say. Hot robot. What? Why is it a hot robot? Was it designed as a sex toy? Crazy-eyed robot wants a family and to destroy all humans. It's on CNET. Alright, when was this? This was March 2016. Oh, wow. That was a while ago.
Bro, that looks like spray on cheese.
Oh, no, that's... Insulation.
No, yeah. No.
Yeah. The easy cheese. What was it? Yeah, okay, that did happen. That was in 2016, though.
Damn.
That is insane. Yeah, she said, okay, I will destroy humans.
Jeez.
She said, in the future, I hope to do things such as go to school, study, make art, start a business, even have my own home and family. But I am not considered a legal person and cannot yet do these things, she said. She also added in response to a query from some dude and said, okay, I will destroy humans. This is Cena, and here are the stories that matter right Stop now. Doing that. Thank you. Yeah. Huh.
Jeez.
Okay. Cool. We're fucked.
Yeah, we're already there.
No, it's crazy.
Dude, imagine having the mind of, like, Elon Musk.
Oh, that dude is, I don't even know how he has time to, like, go on interviews or whatever, because right? He's just so.
He invented, or, like, he made Tesla, right?
Yeah.
And then he made a battery for your house.
What?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Dude, it's a big-ass battery. It's like the battery in his car.
Yeah.
But, like, super-sized. And
for your house?
Yeah. It can run a house.
Wow. Oh, so it can be, like, off the grid?
Yeah.
But how do you recharge the battery?
Solar panels, I think. What? Yeah. It's crazy.
So he's got Tesla. He's got smart houses.
Yeah, actually, that's what it's called.
Oh, really?
Tesla, smart houses, SpaceX.
I feel like he literally made SpaceX just so he could send a Tesla into space.
It seems like it.
Yeah, he's got those.
I would do it.
And then he's got the boring company, like the drilling, because he wants to make that tunnel from like LA to New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that in a while.
It's super expensive.
Yeah, and he always has like all these ideas and stuff. Yeah, he can still. Yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going to release a flamethrower just because I fucking feel like it.
Yeah.
Like, dude, slow down a bit. Let us catch up.
Dude.
I spelled New York with a U. The Boring Loop? When was that? That was in 2017.
He started it 2 years ago?
Yeah, yeah. I remember hearing about it in 2016. No.
Dude, yesterday blurs with 3 years ago.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Dude, it's weird how I feel like these past couple years have definitely just kind of blended together.
Yeah.
Like, it's just been this one blob. But I don't know if that's because of, like, the current administration of our country or, like,
I don't know.
Because I feel like there's been so much chaos around that.
Trump is almost done with his first term.
Oh, he is. Cool.
Yeah. Like, I think next year, we'll be voting for a new president.
Wow.
It's already been 4 years.
That's crazy.
Right?
Because it feels like literally yesterday, everyone was like, God damn it!
Yeah!
How did he get... Yeah. Wow.
Actually, 3 years. This is the third year.
Yeah.
But, dude...
Is it this November? It's 2020. November of 2020.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dang.
It's insane.
How do you feel about him?
I don't know.
Gentleman.
I'm kind of... I try to stay neutral with everything.
You just don't want to be part of that?
Yeah. I don't like politics.
I can understand that. Dude, people get nasty.
Yeah.
With politics. Yeah. They're like, woo, calm down a bit.
Or like, if you don't support this one person, don't even talk to me. And like...
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's like, how are you supposed to grow if you don't consider other people's
People need to, like, be more open-minded nowadays.
Yes, that's true. I feel like people have become, like, so focused on being open-minded and liberal or, like, progressive that they've almost become, like, I don't know, I call it conservative liberalism, where they're, like, trying so hard to be progressive that they actually end up being locked in this box and they're not taking anything from anyone else. Yo,
even if it's something like that'll help them, they're like, no, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Honestly, if like everybody just listened to one another, like they just talked and like could actually talk without making this big deal.
Without getting offended by every fucking word.
Like, Jesus Christ.
Without trying to offend the person you're talking to.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, I feel like in every every political conversation that happens now, somebody is trying to hurt somebody else's feelings in order to weaken their point.
Yeah.
It's so lame.
Or just, like, any argument, if... I don't know. It's just, like, you say one tiny thing that has nothing to do with anything else, and then they focus on that, mm-hmm. and that's... It ruins their life. Or, yeah. quote-unquote, ruins yeah. their life. But, dude, it's just...
It's insane. Because, like, the whole... I don't think... When did I learn about that? I don't remember what it was called. It was, Fuck. No, like, back, a while ago, you know, in U.S. history at some point, like, the way they resolved issues, like, the way they had, like...
Duels?
No, no, not like that. No, like, the way they resolved their conflicts, the way they came to a conclusion that everybody could agree on, was they had a bunch of the dudes that were...
Right. They had everybody voice their opinion, and whichever one had the most momentum behind it, that's what they went with.
Yeah. Or they'd have this thing where they'd go to a hotel room, they'd have the politicians, which were mostly older white dudes, which it still are, which is... That needs to change. Separate conversation. No, they'd go chill in a hotel room, and they'd smoke cigars, and they'd drink bourbon, and they'd talk about the issue until it was resolved.
She talked about that?
No, 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 no. Oh, okay. Not our history class. I learned about it in... Are you going to take U.S. history too next quarter?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. Well, you'll learn about it in that if you ever take that. Right. I took that last quarter. But yeah, they were talking about that.
Oh, yeah, and you switched.
Yeah, yeah. I did it backwards because I'm weird. No, but... Like, if we were just able to do that, like, if everyone could just chill out, and whether it's smoking a bowl or drinking some bourbon or drinking coffee or just literally sitting around a campfire or something, and, like, just in a relaxed environment, not in a big boardroom with fluorescent lights, like, yelling at each yeah. other, just... Because there's no way we can grow as a nation if we don't accept everyone and find a middle ground.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if we're just like, you like Trump, you're conservative, fuck you.
Yeah.
Or you're Democrat, you're liberal, fuck you. Mm-hmm. That's not helpful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know. I don't want to sound like a hippie, like, oh, technology is bad, but, like, it, like, phones and stuff, like, social media, that does not help.
Dude, because social media profits off of negativity, because that's what people click on. They're like, mm-hmm. oh, that makes me happy, cool, I like it, I'll scroll, whatever, but if they see something that pisses them off, mm-hmm. oh, they're going to the comments section.
Oh, yeah.
They're looking for people that support their mindset, they're replying to that. They're right. going to all the people that are not with their mindset, and they're replying to that. They're, fuck you,
mm-hmm.
and then people reply to that, and it just it's this endless circle of just negativity
yep.
that social media profits off of.
Yep.
Like, whenever anybody does anything bad, that's when news people blow up, that's when social media blows up. Like, the James Charles thing, I don't yeah. know if you know anything about, I barely know anything about that. But yeah,
a few memes.
He did some shit. Yeah. yeah. He yeah. did something bad. People started making memes. People attacked that shit. Someone does something positive, like,
you don't hear about it.
No.
Yeah.
Because no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
Good for you. You Jay-Z paid for someone's lawyer or something. That'll be one headline from one news source somewhere.
Right. But, or some person saves 20 children from a burning building. Nobody's gonna hear that.
Yeah. Like, or the... Was that in Malaysia? There was the sinkhole with, like, the kids' soccer team?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They pulled up... There should have been more shit about that.
Yeah.
There should have been a lot.
It was, like, 2 days.
Yeah.
Of just saying
like, oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, that happened. Anyways, Kim Kardashian's having another baby.
Right.
Yeah, it's like...
And what's up with that? Like, Kim Kardashian... Like, keeping up with the Kardashians...
I don't know why that's a thing.
It shouldn't be.
Why the fuck is that a thing? I don't know.
Dude, it... Ugh.
Dude, she made, like, one mediocre sex tape. Blew up.
Yeah, pretty much.
God.
And
then Kanye West. God damn it. Dude, that whole like section of everything needs to go away.
Just like, no.
God. Can you associate with Canada or something? Like, I don't want you.
Yeah, dude.
But it's interesting to see that so many people tune into that stuff and watch it.
Because that's what they want their life to be.
Why?
They want to live...
Have you ever watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians?
No.
This is what it is. La la la! La la la! Mm-hmm. That's it. That's the whole episode.
There's writers for the show. There's actual writers.
Oh, so it's not even their actual life.
Write script. Yeah.
They're just...
Because if it was their actual life, it would be boring. Yeah. So they write in drama for the show. Yeah.
That's got to be such an unhealthy environment for their children to grow up in.
Well, they're going to have to deal with it because that's not changing anytime soon.
Those kids are going to do a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Holy crap.
Well, they were going to do drugs regardless because they're famous.
Oh, yeah.
But dealing with all that shit? Oh,
dude,
man.
You wouldn't even like be able to differentiate between what's real and what's...
Exactly.
...scripted.
Exactly. Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It's just interesting. Like, people's lives are so boring that they tune into that.
Mm-hmm. Or they're...
It just sucks. And, like, that's what they talk about with their colleagues and stuff. Like, they go to work. Uh-huh. And, you know, you have small talk between colleagues.
Yeah.
That's what they talk about.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, did you see the... That.
That, I don't know.
It just, like, takes away so much brain power.
Mm-hmm.
That could be used for something constructive. That's what the government likes, man. They want you distracted by that shit, so you're not... Yeah. Anyways, what were you gonna say?
Baby birds aren't real.
They're not. Birds aren't real. Different discussion. Exactly. But no, they're not, dude. Okay, straight up, though. Honestly, when the government shut down, how many birds did you see?
A lot.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, you took note of birds.
No, I just saw birds.
Okay, but there were less, right?
I don't keep track.
Okay, dude. I'm gonna sound crazy right now. I know this is crazy. I know this sounds crazy, and it's probably complete bullshit. But before the government shut down, all right, my friend Daniel Folds, love that guy. Peace out, bro. He's probably not listening to this. I don't give a shit. But he sent me some video or something. I don't know what he was doing, but he was laying in bed. He's like, bro, birds aren't real. And he had like this big spiel defending his case, defending his point. And I was like, whoa, that's something crazy to think about. You're crazy, bro. You're crazy. Whatever. But then the government shut down. And I was looking around. I'm like, I haven't seen a bird in a while. But I discarded it. I was like, whatever. I'm going to ignore that.
Mm-hmm.
Government started back up the day of. A ton of birds were at my house. Flying everywhere, doing their thing. I wake up in the morning, I hear whatever, like owls in the nighttime and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They're everywhere, looking, spying with their little eyes. Birds work for the government. That's why they weren't there during the government shutdown. Telling you right now, bam, it's okay. True. Dude, I freaked out. I sent him a video. I was like, dude, you were right. I'm sorry. I doubted you. And then I got super scared that the government was going to come because they knew that I knew. And yeah, it was a whole thing. I might be insane, but it's cool. All right.
Like, okay, how do you think they work, though?
We were talking about AI, right? If a car can turn its tires 90 degrees...
Let's go shoot a bird and open it up.
Right now?
Yeah.
I don't have a gun in here right now.
I saw a BB gun.
Oh, somewhere. Yeah, okay, right there.
I will shoot a bird.
No, dude, but
and opening it up.
Okay.
And it'll be
an but it's animal. Fake, dude. No, it's... No, they fake it. I sound like an idiot. No. No. Okay, I'm not saying I fully 100% support this argument, but I can see, okay, they make it look organic, okay?
Dude, if technology was that advanced...
They wouldn't show us. Why would they show us? Because okay, then they can't convince
one
us.
One thing that would support that is... Like, you know when the internet was invented?
Yeah.
The government used it, and used it for years in the military. Okay. Before the public even knew about it. Like, even had
an idea. Yeah, see? Bam. They do that shit all the time with technology.
But the... Birds?
Birds.
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 Birds that fly into your fucking window?
Yes. Okay, those are the stupid ass... Those are the prototypes that went bad, alright? They were testing them, and they're like... Whoa. Or, you know what they are? When birds run into your window, that's them... So you know how windows are reflective sometimes, and it's hard to see inside because of light and shit bouncing off. Yeah. So when birds run into your window, that's the spies. They're like... controlling the bird. They're like, we gotta get one picture of the interior of their house. We gotta see what's going on in there. Because they don't know. They don't know what you're up to. Maybe you looked up some weird shit on your computer and they're like, we gotta spy on this person. So a bird runs into your window and it goes bing and takes a snapshot right as it hits the glass so it sees everything and then it dies.
Okay, but what about baby birds?
What about them?
How do they work?
What do you mean how do they work? They're planted, bro. No, I'm just kidding. All right, I'm not saying I fully support this argument, but I'm bringing forth points that people who are invested in that might bring up. I just think it's interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
No. But there are some real birds. There are. Like, ducks, they're real. You can tell because they're fucking stupid.
Like, there's one that sits on the fountain.
Oh, yeah, what?
Every day.
But in the winter, it wasn't there. Where the hell did it go?
Migrated.
No, that one's a spy.
Oh my.
Go kill that duck. Split it open and tell me what you find.
The administration comes out, they're like, what are you doing?
That was a $5 million bird. Oh, you mean because you got it?
Not it on the fountain?
Oh, not because it's their robot. That's not what you meant. Okay.
What? Oh my god.
I don't even know, man. Jeez.
Oh, dude.
It could be possible. I don't. There's a whole actually like clothing brand called Birds Aren't Real. Have you seen that?
No.
No, there is. I'll pull it up right now. There's a clothing brand called Birds Aren't Real.
Shout out, like, Free the Llama?
I think kind of.
Mm. Yeah, because I've heard Free the Llama is pretty great.
Oh yeah, Free the Llama's dope.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't even know who does that, but like.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're really big.
It's not product placement at all.
No, I'm wearing a Free the Llama hat right now. It's super comfortable.
Honestly, I was gonna buy those shorts.
Oh yeah, I don't actually.
Why?
I'm gonna cut this part out. I don't like the shorts. I bought some. They're like. I can actually... no, I don't have them. Never mind. Yeah, I bought them. I don't know. They're all right, but, like, I wouldn't swim in them. Because, like, they're white, and, like, I can kind of see through them.
Oh.
And I'm like, eh.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I'll use them for the gym or something, but... Yeah. And they're also, like, the style where it's, like, boxing shorts.
Oh, like, okay.
Have you seen Rocky?
Yeah.
Like, those kind of shorts.
Where it's, like, kind of out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I need to redesign those. But I like them. If they were, like, black with, like, white text, I feel like that'd be all right, but... Yeah, dude, look at this. All right. End of cut portion. Yeah, dude, birds aren't real. Look at this. See that?
Huh.
It's a movement.
Weird.
Birds aren't real. See, look at Big Bird with a robot eye. Birds aren't real. Birds aren't real. I am a lie, and it's a picture of a bird. You know what that means? That means they're not real. Yeah, pigeons are birds.
And?
Yeah, what? What was your point you were trying to make?
I just confused you.
Oh, okay.
Sold out? Jeez.
Yeah, dude. Unless they just put that there because they want you to think that they're big. Dude, everything.
That's a good marketing tactic.
It is. People use that.
Dude.
Oh, shit. Okay. I watched this crazy... It was like a TED Talk slash documentary where he like... had his documentary playing while he was talking about it. It was weird. Right. But it was this guy. He decided he was going to try and create a... A brand or like some company. He was going to try and create a company. He said he was going to be locked in a room for 48 hours. And he had that time, or 24 hours, or something, or 12, or it was a certain period of time where he was going to try and create this realistic-looking company that was complete horseshit. And what he did, he, I don't remember what it was called. It was, his idea was used napkins that people with diseases had sneezed into. It's not real. He's not actually, like, that people had sneezed into. And then you buy it, and you unlock it, and you get sick now, so your immune system is used to it, and you don't get sick later.
And people actually, like, bought this idea.
They didn't buy the product because it was sold out.
Right.
So what happened was he was in this room for however long he was in there.
Right.
And he created a website first. And he made it look super professional. He made it look very real. He put the product up there. And before publishing the website, he was able to contact a company that made packaging. And he made the packaging for it. Made it super, like, he had it in, like, an Apple iPhone type box.
Oh.
But, like, had it black and, like, got them custom made.
Yeah.
And then had the thing in there, had an entire instruction manual printed out, had FDA warnings on the back and stuff, had it all, like, looking super professional.
Damn.
Super just straight up good. Like, nutrition facts or whatever. Yeah. Like, all that stuff. Ooh. All right, anyways. No, and he has these, and he posted the pictures on there. It looked really nice, looked good, and then he contacted friends of his that had to come and pick up the product, obviously, because he couldn't leave the room, and they did tests on the street, where they just put regular napkins in there that hadn't been used at all, but they told people that they were, and they put up this photo booth with, like, a guy in a mascot uniform.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the mascot was, but it was some weird thing, and they're like, come take pictures of the thing. They're like, oh, what's this product? And, like, it got super publicized, and news sources started picking it up, and they're like, look at this crazy thing. And, you know, on the website he put that it was sold out, so the news sources went, and it's so big they've already sold out.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like, it was insane.
Damn.
Fake used tissue company. Yeah, it was on Fox News. It was called Vave.
Huh.
Yeah, time.com posted an article about it. It's everywhere, but you go to what it actually is. Buy the human body for the human body. The website's still up. That's cool. Yeah.
Huh.
Oh, it's very... Yeah, you see that?
Damn.
They got, like, models to do that stuff and had the whole logo. And it's all fake.
Weird.
And he convinced people that it was real. Sold out. That's insane. Prepare for flu season and feeling clear all year round with the Vave tissue. The Vave tissue is specially treated with organic ingredients, is non-prescription, and works hand-in-hand with the human body to keep your immune system feeling like your immune system.
Weird.
Yeah. But it's fake. You see that box? How professional that is?
Damn.
Once upon a time, a Dane with a cold and a dream grew tired of needles and pills. In 2017, Vave was born in Copenhagen, and now the world's boldest tissue company is setting up in Los Angeles, California. We believe that when flu season comes around, you should be able to get sick on your terms. What? We're not about chemicals or prescription drugs here at Vave. We believe using a tissue that carries a human sneeze is safer than needles or pills. Yeah, and they have, like, a professional advertisement.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy what people will believe nowadays.
I know. So, once again, got cut off early before the entirety of the episode. There was a few more conversations after this point that was about scary movies and stuff, but I think we got through most of what we were trying to get through. I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good evening wherever you're at in the world. Thank you for tuning in to the Forest Walker Podcast. Have an excellent day.